Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Continuing the discussion about the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, we're joined now on the phone by our friend Amy Dash, CBS Sports legal analyst, who will break it all down for us. Amy, welcome. Happy Friday.
Amy, congratulations on your Broadway run.
Thank you. Thank you. I only have 9 days left. It went so quick. I was 6.5 weeks scheduled for and 9 days left until I'm off Broadway, but it's been
You're
a lot of fun.
You're very talented. I was surprised when I heard how good your singing voice is.
Well, you know what it is, Amy? I'm not a well. First of all, I love karaoke, so I've kind of developed it in the bowels of Koreatown here. but I'm never afraid to try. Yeah, true. I'm never afraid to try anything. You know, it's what a lesson I send my kids all the time. Even if you don't think you can do it, try it. You never know what's going to come out of it.
Except for illicit sex acts.
Exactly. You beat me to
that's the, something you beat, to avoid.
Exactly. You beat me to it. Amy, you know, let's start with the legal side of this. We'll get to what the NFL could or should or may do to Robert Kraft. But from the legal side of it, this is a misdemeanor charge against Robert Kraft for soliciting a sex act, which portends that he paid for something and then had the act performed upon him. What legally is he at risk for?
So there were actually two counts of soliciting prostitution. That's what he's facing. So what happened is the police department filed these two charges with the district attorney's office. Now, the district attorney's office is going to decide whether to keep both charges. So if you're Robert Kraft's lawyer, and they have him on video is what the police are saying, with the acts. I mean, he was caught in the act, literally.
Yeah.
So if you're his attorney, you're going to the DA and probably trying to strike a deal where they knock one of the counts off. And then it's just one misdemeanor, because for two misdemeanors, he could face up to a year in prison. For one, it's up to 60 days. But what's most likely is in Florida, what they do for these first-time offenders is they put them into a diversion program.
Okay.
So they have to get educated on what human trafficking and prostitution is and then do like 100 hours of community service.
Yeah, well, Amy, let me ask you about that sex trafficking ring, because some people are erroneously assuming that Robert Kraft is involved in that. He's not indicted or implicated at all in the sex trafficking ring, is he?
No, there's nothing to indicate that he knew that that's what it was. We don't know that he didn't know that. But it's just a sad situation because you have these women. The story goes that there are women, they came here from China thinking that there were legitimate jobs here for them. They came on temporary work visas.
Yeah.
And then they get here and they're locked up in these spas, basically held as slaves, threatened, shamed, manipulated, and they're living round the clock in these massage parlors, and they're cooking there, sleeping there, and performing sex acts around the clock. And so that's how they found out about this, because there was actually a health department complaint that tipped off investigators, and then they went behind some of these parlors, and they were searching through the trash, and they found like some gross stuff, bodily fluids on napkins and things like that. So that's when they started their undercover sting.
And Amy Dash, CBS Sports legal analyst, joins us here. Is there a chance that Robert Kraft could become a witness for the prosecution of the sex ring here? And that could that be a way out for him?
I don't think so, because I mean, this is just a hunch, but I don't think he knows enough.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, I think he's just sort of like, word got around. I mean, people in the area, they were saying that, so if you could picture this small little strip mall in Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah,
nothing, right?
That's a lot of Florida. It's just strip mall after strip mall after strip mall. Oh, there's a little massage parlor right there.
What's going on there? Body massage, golf massage, foot massage. I mean, every massage you can think of is on the window there.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden people get suspicious because they start seeing these really expensive luxury cars driving up to this tiny little strip mall. There's like $90,000 cars, and the traffic is picking up after dark. So people are saying, what's going on here? So you have to assume that there were more wealthy people involved, and maybe word just got around and he was one of the people that had heard about this.
Yeah, no, the report is his chauffeur, his Florida chauffeur, took him there. Hey, I got something for you, Rob. You know, what's the likely outcome? What do you think happens legally with Robert Kraft? Do you think he ends up paying a fine? He's not going to jail, I don't think.
No, I think he strikes the plea deal and goes into that diversion program.
Yeah, ends up donating.
It's just embarrassing more than anything else.
Yeah, agreed. Which brings us to the National Football League, because it's also embarrassing to Roger Goodell, who technically works for Robert Kraft in a sense, and the shield, which they try so hard to protect. We saw with Robert Irsay, there's a little bit of a precedent here when he was arrested for, I think it was, what was his arrest for? I think it was some substance of abuse. 6 months suspension. He was fined $500,000. Can't use social media. What's the league likely to do with
Robert
Kraft?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I think something similar. That was 2014 with Jim Irsay, and there was a fine for $500, like you said, in the 6-game suspension, but that was a DUI. I would hope that this would be treated a little bit more seriously just because of the context of the crime, where you literally have these women coming in from China being held captive and forced to perform sex acts. So it's not just soliciting a prostitute, but it's really aiding and abetting this, even though he's not formally being charged with that. The idea is that if there's no customers, then there's not going to be a need for a ring like this.
Yeah.
So even one of the police officers said that these people are culpable, just in an indirect way, for encouraging this type of human trafficking that we see goes on all over the country.
Yeah, you're right. I speculated earlier that Robert Kraft might preemptively get ahead of this from the league standpoint. Does he have to be charged, like formally charged, for the league to take action, or can they just do this on the speculation, the allegation that's out there right now?
Well, under the personal conduct policy, they can launch their own investigation. Mm. I mean, we've seen them be criticized in the past for not finding video. Well, here the cops have video, like, for example, with Ray Rice, right?
Yep.
Here the cops have the video of the act. That's what they're saying. They say they have it from start to finish. It's very graphic. They have it on two occasions, and they're also saying that based on the evidence, it looks like he was familiar with the operation.
Yeah, no, that doesn't bode well for Robert Kraft. We're talking to Amy Dash here, CBS sports legal analyst. Now,
also take the league with the personal conduct policy. They offer clinical evaluations and treatment to owners and players if they're accused or convicted. So let's say Robert Kraft decides to take them up on that. That would help mitigate his discipline.
Oh, I see. I mean, which makes sense. I mean, it's a way to stay ahead of it and make
it's like rehabilitative.
Exactly. Make it seem like you're doing the right thing, taking the right steps, even if, you know, because there's really not much. They can't force him to sell, can he? I mean, some people, we have a poll up right now on Tierney, and 49% of our listeners are saying, hey, you know what? Make him sell the team. They can't make him do that, can they?
I mean, it's such a controversial topic, because if you talk about the foundation of the personal conduct policy, mm-hmm. is conduct detrimental to the league, but also to public confidence in the league. And so all of the verbiage in that policy is about how everybody's supposed to be held to a high moral standard. So what's more degrading than not only frequenting a prostitute, getting caught, having it on video, but also it being part of this larger human sex trafficking ring?
Yeah, you're right. Now, Amy, here's the thing that you can't help but think about. So you go back to Spygate, you have Deflategate, you have another scandal. It just feels like the New England Patriots are continually caught in these things that feel detrimental to the perception of the league, as you mentioned, the public confidence in the league. Does that influence the commissioner's decision or their view of Robert Kraft any more or less?
Well, the commissioner wasn't shy about going after Tom Brady, even though he's the biggest star in the league and he's been bringing them repeatedly to the Super Bowl.
Yes, but he's a player. So, he's a player ultimately.
Yeah.
You know, he's not paying his, you know, 1/32nd of his paycheck. You know,
yeah, but I think that the commissioner is on his own pedestal. I don't think that he would be, I mean, we saw it with Ezekiel Elliott. I don't think the controversy bothers him, because every time there is a controversy, everyone says, oh, well, next time Roger Goodell is going to be more low-key about it, and then he's not. So
yeah.
He's, you know, he still rules with an iron fist. So I don't see him backing down from public pressure. In fact, in the past, I've seen him bow to public pressure to do more to uphold the integrity of the league.
Yeah, we're talking to Amy Dash here, CBS Sports legal analyst. Let me ask you a parallel, because we're getting this a little bit on social media relative to Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick took a knee, exercised his civil right to protest. And while he did it on the job, it wasn't anything overly egregious. He was blackballed from the league. Robert Kraft likely won't miss much time. Maybe he gets suspended for a couple of games, but what does that even mean for an owner? It's not like it's a GM or a coach or anything like that. Is there an imbalance here with how the league is looking at player indiscretions versus owner indiscretions?
I think so, because it looks like with Colin Kaepernick, what's happening is there was so much criticism over his skills and how he wasn't as good of a player as he used to be.
Yeah.
So that sort of justified why it was okay for him to be blackballed. Whereas people who are better players or people who have more money or more notorious owners, they get more leeway.
Especially when you're winning
Super Bowls.
Because
they're beneficial to the game, and that's what people want to watch.
Yeah,
right?
You're winning Super Bowls, right? It's just, there's value there, right?
Right, so when it comes to morality, it looks like people are willing to compromise because they don't want to compromise their favorite player or their favorite team.
Yeah, interestingly, though, everybody other than the Pats fans hate the Pats. since I went here with Colin Kaepernick.
Everybody hates a winner, right?
Yeah, it's true, especially the consistent winner that's been doing it for two decades.
Yeah.
What do you think the settlement with Colin Kaepernick in the league was like? This is completely unrelated to Robert Kraft. We're off that for a second.
Yeah, sure.
But this Colin
Everybody's
Kaepernick settlement was, I mean, it felt like it came really quickly out of nowhere. Two questions. Why? And what do you think the number was? Because some people are speculating 20 to 30. Others are saying 60 to 80.
Why would they settle?
Yes.
First, let me just do a little disclaimer, because I've worked with the firm just on totally unrelated issues that represented Colin Kaepernick. But I don't have any information about the actual settlement because that was confidential.
Yes.
But so why, I would presume, money. They got the number that they were looking for because this case was so heavily steeped in principle, and it was so much larger to that team and to Colin than just himself.
Yes.
Like you said, about civil rights and all these other overreaching issues. So there had to be a very high number in order for them to settle and give all of that up, because I think the idea is that if they did get a certain amount of money, that could be used for good to further these principles and further a platform for Colin Kaepernick to do more good in society.
Yeah.
And to use that money to do that.
And that was my thought. If it was $80 million, then there's a good chance that a quarter of that, maybe, or whatever he doesn't, spend in legal bills, is going to go towards whatever. This is what he stands for. This is who he is now. It's civil justice, civil rights, and correcting some of these wrongs. Do you think he plays in the league again?
Yeah, I was just going to say that it doesn't foreclose the possibility that he plays again. In fact, we've heard rumors that he's going to probably sign with a team soon, because the controversy has sort of been removed from, he no longer has that scarlet letter because the case is closed, right? So you're not getting all that negative media attention around it.
You're right. Amy Dash again joining us. Last question for you, Amy. To bring this full circle, one of the teams that his law firm identified as potentially signing him was the New England Patriots. do you think could the New England Patriots signing Colin Kaepernick in some ways, I don't know, gloss this out of the picture for Robert Kraft in an odd, sadistic, disturbing way?
It's an interesting point you make, Tiki, because I never thought about it that way. And my first instinct was to say no. But the more I think about it and how we're on this, it's a 24-hour news cycle, but it's like a one-second news cycle, because there's a new story out every second, right? Or a new development out every second on social media. You can't even keep up with it. So, I think the media coverage of a new development like that could detract from all of the attention on Robert Kraft. Yeah. But I don't think it would help him in terms of discipline.
No, I don't think so either. He's going to end up getting a big fine. He can afford it, and the league will try to get this out of the public eye as quickly as possible. Amy, I really appreciate you joining me, giving some insight and some opinions, and have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Take care, Amy.
Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.